Okay, everybody, welcome back. Erev Shabbat, Parashat Vayitchanan, Shabbat Nachamu. Like we mentioned this morning in Drashot, Rabbi Yeshua Ibn Shu'ib, who is one of the Talmidei HaRashba, he writes that Shabbat Nachamu is a little bit of a Yom Tov. It's customarily a very festive Shabbat among Am Yisrael. Also, it begins the series of the seven Haftarot, Shiv'ad Nechimta, the seven Haftarot of consolation from now until Rosh Hashanah. Right, we're 7 weeks away. Zelotchok. 7 weeks, Rosh Hashanah. So, I want to read to you a very nice piece that I saw from the Derkei Musar, Agaon Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, who was the Mashgiach in Yeshivat Lomja in Petach Tikva. He was a Talmid of the Chafetz Chaim. So he says something very, very interesting. He says, we know when the Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, use a word double or redundant about a word, it always comes to teach us something. Right? Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yomar Elohechem. Be comforted, be comforted. Why does it say it twice? So there's a midrash in Yalkut Shimoni, Yeshaya, remez tafmimhe, brings down as follows. Chat'u bekiflaim, Am Yisrael sinned doubly, shene'emar chet chate'a Yerushalayim, al kenen idahayata. Yeah? Velaku bekiflaim, they also got punished doubly, which means it got punished twice, doubly. And the comfort, the solace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers Am Yisrael is also going to be double. Those are the words of the Midrash, that what? The sins were double, punishment was double, and the comfort's going to be double too. Says the Derkei Musar, and he says that, you know, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created kol ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everybody. Jews, goyim, animals, plants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created la'ashem ha'aretz m'lo'ah ha'tevel v'yoshbevah. Now, originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Torah to be given only to Am Yisrael. That wasn't the plan to begin with. The plan was that the Torah should serve as a guide for all of the people of the world. There was only one problem. The Gemara says, Midrash brings it down as well, that before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went specifically to every nation of the world and he asked them, here's the Torah, would you like it? He offered it to them. And each one had a different problem that caused them to reject the Torah until last nation standing was Am Yisrael and we accepted the Torah. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the happiest because he wanted the Torah to serve as a guide for the Goyim as well. And therefore, he made a deal with Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael agreed that they'll accept the Torah and they will act as a light unto the nations. They will bring the light of the Torah to the other nations and that will guide the way they live in this world. Indeed, the Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Pezayin, the Gemara says, Lo higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael levin ha'umot, ela kedei sheitvasvu alehem gerim. Why? One of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Am Yisrael to Galut, says the Gemara, is because we wanted to go and, you know, kind of travel among the nations to pick up all of the potential gerim, that, well, I mean, some Eidot, but for the Eidot that accept gerim, one of the points of going to Galut is to kind of be borer the nitzotzot of those gerim from among the goyim and to serve as a light to the goyim. That's why, Rabotai, it's very, very easy in general for a person to say that the things in the world that are going on is a result of other people. But we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only interested about Am Yisrael fulfilling the Torah for their own cause, for their own purpose, but also because Am Yisrael is inherently responsible not only for themselves, but for acting as a role model for the Goyim as well. Once, the Derkei Musar himself, in the same shtickel, he says that he was once traveling by train to the Levaya of his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, and he met another Jew on the train, and they were talking about the Chafetz Chaim, and the ticket puncher, right? I guess the, what do you call that guy? Not the conductor, but the ticket guy, so he's a goy, he was walking up and down the train, and he heard them talking about the Chafetz Chaim, and he heard the name, and he says, 1 second, that rabbi sounds familiar. And he says, I remember a story with him. Says, what? What interaction could you, a non-Jewish ticket puncher, have with the Chafetz Chaim? And he said once, the Chafetz Chaim was on this same train, the same route, and when I came by to punch the tickets, he gave me two. And I said, Rabbi, you only need one. He says, no. He says, according to the law, one ticket entitles you to X amount of luggage, you know, to a certain weight of luggage that you can bring on. He said, I weighed my luggage, and it was a little bit heavier than the prescribed amount, and therefore, so it shouldn't be gizem from the government, I just bought a second ticket. And he says, that was my recollection of the Chafetz Chaim. You see, when a Jew does a ma'aseh, he has to think beyond a little bit what it means to us, what it means to our fellow Jews. You have to think, what does it show to the goyim? And as Levi also, one of the government figures in Radin, said that he remembers the Chafetz Chaim anytime he used to send a letter by courier, by like a messenger to a different place, he used to buy a stamp and rip it up. Why? He says, the fact that I'm sending a courier doesn't mean that the post office has to lose. So he would buy a stamp and tear it up every time he sent a letter with a person who happened to have been going to that same town. You know, that leaves a big roshan, that leaves a big impact on the goyim. So, you know, when we see the goyim, especially now, there's so many things going on around the world right now. The world is falling apart at the seams. And I'm not even talking about right now about the coronavirus that obviously exacerbates the situation. But there's so much depravity and there's so much evil and violence going on in the world, and it's very easy to say, well, it's their fault. But says the Derkei Musar, not really. And that's why the Midrash says that we get doubly punished, because we're not only responsible for ourselves, but when the goyim act up, it's really like the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, "En puranut ba le'olam ela bishvil Yisrael." We are responsible for how they act, because if we would be more, you know, and it's not only with goyim, it works with Jews also. It's very easy to say, you see a guy who's being mechalel Shabbat, says, oh, mechalel Shabbat. If we, says the Derkei Musar, if we would have the chashivut of Shabbat, the Kedusha of Shabbat so ingrained in us, and we would take it, mamash, we would treat Shabbat with the utmost respect and sanctity, that would cause others to be Shomer Shabbat. And if there are those who are not Shomer Shabbat, we have to take responsibility for that as well. In some way, our Shmirat Shabbat is lacking, and that impacts what goes on there. It's unbelievable. It's a terrible, terrible thing. The Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz, the second Belzer Rebbe, used to say, when one Jew backstabs another Jew in the Beit Midrash, with Lashon Hara or whatever it is, a goy stabs a Jew elsewhere. He says that's what it causes. Our actions, right? Rav Melech said it in last week's thing, tremendous verse. It happened in Shul once, in Belz, in the Beit Midrash of Belz, that there was actually Lashon Hara, and later on they found that a Jew got stabbed somewhere else in Europe, as you know, at the same time that it happened. It's a very scary thought. Our actions have very clear, you know, reactions and repercussions. These are things that we have to always remember. And that's why Hashem says, especially now, that the comfort of Binyan Tzion Yerushalayim is double as well, because it not only comes to comfort us for our own shortcomings and our own chata'in that we've been chozer b'tshuva for, but it also comes to comfort us for the punishments that we've gotten because we're responsible for our fellow Jew and even for the goyim as well, because that was the deal by Matan Torah. It's a very, very important thing. You know, when a Jew walks in the street, don't just think, you know, we had a whole discussion yesterday about a certain Jewish-looking article of clothing, a certain color. And whatever it is, you know, whether or not you're into it, there is something to be said about walking around in the... Some people have this thing, you know what? After I leave the shul, I take off my kippah in the street. Why? In case I make a chilul Hashem, so I don't want it to be chilul Hashem, they won't know I'm Jewish. And that's such a mistake. Why? Because if you walk around recognizably, noticeably Jewish, that will be mechayev you to make a kiddush Hashem. So don't take it off already, you know, assuming and expecting that you're going to make Chilul Hashem. That's not the way a Jew should work. Put on your kippah and walk outside proudly. Kippah or other articles of clothing of various colors, whatever makes you noticeably Jewish. That is mechayev a person to act with a Kiddush Hashem, and that is really our tachlit, to go and make a Kiddush Hashem before Am Yisrael, before the Goyim, to act as a light unto the Goyim. Although that's a little bit of a cliche, but we have to take it from cliche form to actual maase form, and that is why we get a double measure of nechama, especially on Shabbat Nechamu. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom Burach. Be'ezat Hashem. We should see Be'ezat Hashem next year. Be'nechamat Zion. Tish'a B'Av. Celebrated as a Yom Tov. Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Be'mirah Be'amin. Amen. Kol Tov. Netzach. Selah. Kol Tov. No.